Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is from our 2016 Authority Conference hosted by Dr. Billy Brim and Pastor Chip Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how to get your copy of this powerful conference today.
Hallelujah. Gary said, while I was with Jesus, this is from his book, and we have his book back there. He showed me the earth. It was like I was looking at the pictures, the astronaut sin. The earth was encircled by three rings, you said. The lower ring was earth atmosphere with demons. And then he saw the mid heavens where this warlike higher spirits go, the warrior. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the heaven of heavens, glory be to God. So what God's using us to do right now is to make some differences in those demonic activity. Thank you, Brother Gary.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You will want to get his book. Lots of people are going to heaven, and lots of them are coming back with this story. And one of them was just a little four-year-old boy who witnessed and saw this happen. Shelley and I went to Israel, and there was on the particular trip we went, they asked us to go during wartime. They took a representative from each state, so we got to go from Missouri. And the one who went from Nebraska was Todd Burpo, who wrote this book about his little boy, Colton Burpo. He's a fine pastor and a fine man. When this little four-year-old guy went to heaven, he liked superheroes. I think he liked Spider-Man. And he would always carry around a sword stuck in his little shorts or his jeans or whatever. And so one night after he got back home, they were watching. They had popcorn. They were all sitting down on the floor and with his family, and they were watching the Chronicles of Narnia, something like that. And so when it was over, they were so excited. And Colton's giddy excitement vanished as quickly as if an invisible hand had wiped his smile off with an eraser. He drew himself up to his full height and looked down at Sonia, his mother, who was sitting on the floor. And here's what she had said. Well, I guess that's one thing you don't like about heaven. No swords up there. His smile vanished. There are two swords in heaven, he said. Surprised at his intensity, Sonia shot me a sideways glance, then kind of drew her head back and smiled at Colton. Okay, why do they need swords in heaven? Mom, Satan's not in hell yet, Colton said, almost scolding. The angels carry swords so they can keep Satan out of heaven. He's not in hell. Jesus said when he was on the earth in Revelation chapter 2 that his throne, his seat of Satan was over Pergamos. And I've seen about that throne and seat of Satan, which is in these heavens, he's going to hell. You can read about it in Isaiah 14, but he's not there yet. Right now, he's in these heavens, these mid-heavens, and he has his headquarters, and he's moved it from time to time. Sometimes it's been over Berlin during war. Sometimes it's been over Moscow. And it will go over Brussels, and it will go over Jerusalem. He will sit there in the temple, and he will make himself out to be the God of the earth. He's the God of the heavens right now. So that area is there. Now I want to go back to, if I get these books out of order, no telling what would happen to me. Bless the Lord. So I made myself some notes. I'm going to read to you from page 12 here in Macmillan's book again. It is necessary to state here what is commonly understood by those who carefully study the word, that the kingdoms of this world are under the control and leadership of satanic principalities. What do you think about that Middle East over there? Other places. The great head of these is called by the Lord Jesus the Prince of this world. He is still at large, although a rebel, Satan, against the Most High, and now under judgment of dispossession, he is still at large. And as the masses of mankind are also rebels, he maintains over them an unquestioned, because unsuspected, rule. Their eyes have been blinded to his dominance. The seats of authority of these rebellious spiritual rulers are also in the heavenlies. From there, they have dominated the human race since its fall. And there they will remain until the divine purpose of the ages is complete. This morning when Chip talked about the plan, and he talked about being a coach at the University of Arkansas, and how he was trying to get the plan over to the players, and the players got diverted. It'd be worth your getting that tape this morning. It was so good. God has a plan. And he calls that plan the purpose of the ages. That means before the first age began, and there are age after age after age after age, and the Bible says there are ages and ages piling up on themselves in the future. But before the very first one, he had a plan. And he calls it the purpose of the ages. The God of this whole earth, he writes, does not propose to tolerate forever this rebellion against his righteousness. In fact, he has said, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess to him. But before this can be accomplished, the instigators of human rebellion must be cast down. And they're coming to naught, the Bible says. In this regard, the divine method is clear. The powers of the air are allowed to retain their seats only until Adam ceases up. For God has redeemed a people, dun, da, da, dun, the body of Christ, and purified them. And he has introduced them right now, potentially, into the heavenlies. When they have approved themselves, they will in actuality, and this is what I believe, we will take the place of the seats of those powers of the air, the church of the living God. This purpose, present and future, is very definitely stated in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 9 through 11. Let's read that. Ephesians chapter 3. Oh, I'm telling you, when you meditate these things and you see what we're in and you see where we're going, oh, do you have shouting ground all the day? That's why I go, Brother Copeland said, I can't listen to your tapes when I'm going to bed at night. Now, Paul had the plan. Look what he says in verse 8 of chapter 3. Unto me, who am less... Took him 17 years to get this plan. Galatians, the first part, tells you 17 years it took him. Unto me, Paul wrote, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent... That means this is the plan. To the intent, God said to Brother Hagin, plans, purpose, pursuit. This is the purpose. This is my intent. This is my plan. This is what if you read the first part of Ephesians, this is what I'm taking you up there right now, introducing you there. Here's my purpose. Here's my intent. To the intent that now, say now. Unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be known. And really the Greek here is through the church, not by. Through the church, the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. The eternal purpose is a translation, some other translations say, purpose of the ages. He knew that's what it was. The purpose of the ages, and it's been from the beginning, even before Satan fell, even before man fell, God said, I'm going to raise up a people, and that people is going to reveal my manifold wisdom unto those principalities and powers while they're living on the earth and then in the future.
Amen.
Right now, you are to be revealing the manifest powers and many faceted sides of God, the Creator. And it's His will for you to do it right now. And those demonic spirits that have been cutting off heads, I don't know of a town that's had 3 beheadings in America. Don't tell me it's not Satan. But if I were you, I wouldn't let another one happen. Because you discovered who you are. And that you are seated at the right hand of the Father. And that you are looking down on them. And you say, cease and desist in your maneuvers. You have authority. You're given authority. Over your house. Over your church. Over your neighborhood. Over your school. The Columbine shootings. You remember those? That was really the first school shooting. And when it happened, there were 2 young boys in trench coats. And they went into the Columbine High School. This was in Colorado. And they shot it up. And I've forgotten how many people they killed. Quite a number of people. But they had bombs planted everywhere, which didn't go off, which could have killed a lot more. Well, Diane Sawyer on 2020 did an interview of the mother of one of those young men. Did any of you see that?
Yeah.
Raise your hand if you saw that. Wasn't that heart-wrenching? And you could see that that woman had suffered every day since. And she tries to do good. She can't get over it. And she didn't know anything that was going on. She was respecting her son's privacy. And they had journals. And they had everything that was revealing these 2 boys what they were doing. And they asked, Diane Sawyer asked the mother, do you believe there is evil? And the mother thought. And she said, no. And then they ask an FBI expert, a woman, who is an expert on these shootings, school shootings particularly. And they said to her, Diane Sawyer asked her, do you believe there is evil? And she said, oh, that's a spiritual term. I stay away from it. Now listen, folks, that's like refusing to mention extreme Islamic terrorists. It's a spirit that won't even, it tries to get you, don't even admit there's evil.
Right.
How are they going to do anything about it if they don't even know it's there? Who knows it's there? You know it's there. God told you it's there. He's even sent witnesses to come back that have seen it.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 Authority Conference in Oklahoma City. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447.
The Glorious Church hosts the Arise Conference with Billy Brim and Rick Renner, February 7th through the 9th, 2025. These 2 generals of faith will dive deep into the Hebrew and Greek, unlocking powerful truths for the body of Christ in these end of days. The daily sessions are 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. The conference is free. Visit our website at aglorious.church for more information.
2/3 of these scriptures are prophecy. Most of them have been fulfilled. But we're going to do what Peter says. He says, pay attention to the prophets because they're like a light shining in a dark place.
3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. You can earn your degree with an emphasis in Bible prophecy from one of the leading Bible prophecy teachers of our time. For more information, visit billybrim.org/3BI.